Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today, we have a packed episode discussing some significant developments in the AMD ecosystem. We'll cover AMD's expanded partnership with Meta, exciting updates on the AMD HIP programming model, a peculiar theft incident involving high-end GPUs, and the anticipated launch of the Helios rack scale systems. Let's dive right in. Headline overview. 1. AMD and Meta have announced an expanded partnership to deploy a staggering 6 gigawatts of AMD Instinct GPUs. 2. The AMD HIP programming model has transitioned to using LLVM's new offload driver by default. 3. A bizarre burglary in South Korea highlights the continuing demand and value of GPUs. AMD reassures stakeholders that its Helios rack scale systems and MI400 series GPUs are on track for release in the second half of 2026. Deep dive. Let's start with the big news, AMD and Meta's expanded partnership. This collaboration aims to deploy up to 6 gigawatts of AMD Instinct GPUs, which is a monumental step in scaling AI infrastructure. The partnership focuses on optimizing AMD's GPU architectures, specifically the MI450, for Meta's AI workloads. The first gigawatt deployment is expected to kick off in the second half of 2026, leveraging the AMD Helios rack scale architecture. This architecture was developed through the Open Compute Project, emphasizing scalability and efficiency. The partnership also includes coordination between AMD's GPU and CPU roadmaps, specifically the upcoming 6th-gen AMD PIC CPUs, codenamed Venice. Dr. Lisa Su, AMD's CEO, expressed her enthusiasm, stating that this collaboration places AMD at the center of global AI infrastructure development. Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, echoed this sentiment, highlighting the importance of diversifying compute resources to deliver advanced AI capabilities. It's a clear indication of how both companies are betting heavily on AI as a transformative technology. Moving on to another technical update, AMD has made a significant change to its HIP, Heterogeneous Compute Interface for Portability, programming model. The latest merge to LLVM 23 has transitioned AMD HIP to use the new offload driver by default. This driver provides a unified interface for offloading tasks across different programming languages, including CUDA and OpenMP. What does this mean for developers? It simplifies the development process by allowing easier linking and compiling of redistributable device code. It also supports static libraries with device code and even device-side link time optimizations. While this change enhances usability, it does impact the ABI for relocatable device code, meaning developers will need to recompile libraries to align with this new driver. The transition reflects AMD's commitment to providing a robust and modern development environment for GPU programming. Now let's take a lighter turn with an unusual story from South Korea. A burglar recently stole 3 high-end GPUs worth approximately $11,000 from a computer shop. The thief used a hammer drill to break in, but only managed to grab 3 GPUs, leaving behind other valuable components. The incident was captured on CCTV, showcasing the thief's rather amateurish approach as he ran out with the GPUs awkwardly wrapped in boxes. While this is a criminal act, it underscores the high value and demand for GPUs in today's market. With prices soaring due to supply chain issues, it's a stark reminder of how critical these components have become for both gaming and AI workloads. The shop owner even expressed empathy towards the thief, suggesting that the current economic climate might have driven him to such desperate measures. Finally, we turn our attention to AMD's Helios rack scale systems and MI400 series GPUs, which are reportedly on track for a launch in the second half of 2026. AMD has been working closely with Meta on the OpenRack Wide V3 specification, which will be the foundation for their rack scale compute systems. Recent reports indicated potential thermal issues that could delay production, but AMD's management has firmly denied these claims. They are confident about the readiness of both the Helios architecture and the silicon itself, stating that they have been conducting extensive testing with dummy hot plates to simulate the thermal characteristics of the final products. The Helios systems are set to feature multiple configurations with up to 128 GPUs per rack, aiming to compete against existing offerings from competitors like NVIDIA and Google. This is a crucial step for AMD as it looks to solidify its place in the data center market, particularly for AI and machine learning applications. Closing thought. As we look to the future, it's clear that AMD is positioning itself at the forefront of AI infrastructure development, not just through partnerships, but also by enhancing its software ecosystem and hardware capabilities. The next few years will be critical as these innovations come to market, and it will be fascinating to see how they impact the landscape of AI and high-performance computing. That wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more updates and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPU technology.